This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Demonstrators in Myanmar again took to the streets Tuesday to protest last month's seizure of power by the military as foreign ministers of Southeast Asian countries prepared to meet to discuss the political crisis. The planned special meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations comes in the wake of worsening violence in Myanmar. The country's new military rulers over the weekend escalated their use of deadly force and mass arrests to try to quash protests against the February 1st coup that ousted the elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. Tear gas was used again Tuesday against protesters who gathered in Yangon, the country's biggest city. The number of new coronavirus infections globally rose last week for the first time in 7 weeks. That's according to the World Health Organization. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the rise in cases was disappointing but not surprising, and he urged countries not to relax measures to fight the disease. He added that it was too early for countries to rely solely on vaccination programs and abandon other measures, he said. And as the World Health Organization makes that warning, the CDC says Americans must not let their guard down.
After sharp drops over several weeks, Director Rochelle Walensky says average daily cases and deaths have gone up slightly the past 7 days.
These data are evidence that our recent declines appear to be stalling.
And risk being lost entirely, with reports of states rolling back public health restrictions. At the same time, she's hailing the rollout of a third vaccine. But White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the issue remains actually getting the shots.
And that is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.